Along with Barbara Deeb, I'm Rhonda Miller for WKU Public Radio. Up next is a conversation with Kentucky State Representative Charles Booker, who's running in the Democratic primary to be the party nominee for U.S. Senate. The interview was recorded before the coronavirus pandemic dominated much of daily life. The winner of the Kentucky Democratic primary will face off against the expected Republican nominee, incumbent Senator Mitch McConnell, in November. Welcome, Representative Booker.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
What are the two or three main issues that you feel will convince Democratic voters to choose you in the primary?
Well, the big issue for me is the fact that for so many Kentuckians, poverty is generational. What sets me apart in this race is, yes, we all want to get rid of Mitch McConnell. But the bigger issue is, how do we win our future? I never thought I'd be in public service. I come from the west end of Louisville. I live in what has been the poorest zip code in the state. And growing up, we never had a lot, but I knew it wasn't because we were deficient. And so my job now as a father, seeing the same struggles my mom went through, passing poverty down, I'm trying to stop that so I don't give it to my daughters. And, you know, my mom went without eating so I could eat. And Kentuckians know that story.
A lot of people in that situation have challenges, and it's difficult to overcome poverty. People now don't even have internet, some people.
Yeah.
What do you think helped you overcome that and achieve what you have?
Well, I'm still trying to overcome it. I carry a lot of trauma. A lot of the issues that you see in Appalachia and parts of Western Kentucky are very similar to the West End of Louisville. And that's important because we need to show how we're all in this together. Lack of access to internet opportunities, food insecurity, working multiple jobs just to struggle. I'm a type 1 diabetic. I've had to ration my insulin. And going through all of those issues that I still carry, the trauma, I've had cousins murdered the last 4 years, it gives me a vantage point that allows me to see Kentuckians and understand their challenges, their aspirations, their concerns and fears. And that's what we need in a leader right now.
There are several other candidates in the primary. I'm wondering where you position yourself.
You know, I believe we got to flip all of that on its ear right now. Folks get in their political corners and they stop listening to one another. And so for me, when I say we need a Green New Deal, in fact, we need a Kentucky New Deal because we need to lead on it. And when we need Medicare for All so no one has to die because they don't have money in their pocket, that's not partisan for me. And it's not left or right. It is doing right by the people you care about. We give all these monies, incentives, tax breaks to big corporations while Kentuckians are struggling day in, day out. And we've had enough of that.
Do you favor Medicare for All?
Yeah, I fully support Medicare for All. And the bigger conversation is that we need a structure in our healthcare where sickness is not the profit model. We need to get past this point of folks not being able to afford healthcare, not being able to afford their prescriptions. Like I said, I'm a type 1 diabetic, take two types of insulin, long-acting and short-acting. Could easily be over $1,000 a month. We need a single-payer system that makes sure that everybody has health care and everybody can live a gainful life. Because you know what? When we do, they can work, they can be business owners, they can invest in our economy.
Do you feel like your message will resonate with conservative Kentuckians, which has been the dominant voice?
What I've seen, and again, coming from what many people would call the hood, is we live in silos, you know, and we really think that there are a lot of differences. But when we break those walls down and sit down and listen to one another, and hear each other and see our humanity, we always see how much we have in common. You know, me standing up to run for U.S. Senate is really the culmination of all the fights for fairness, equity, pushes against discrimination, pushes against structural racism, access to food, healthy food and housing, access to economic justice. All of these are things that I've been fighting for years because I believe in them.
Representative Charles Booker, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.